Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and also the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. I thank God for the opportunity to be with you again on this beautiful Sabbath day. And I want to say good morning to my confident, beautiful, confident, beautiful, faithful, trustworthy, faithful, okay, and loyal co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. I am happy to be alive. Just want to say to God be the glory for every person on this line and all that he is doing. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. I tell you, it is such an awesome thing to know that when we wake up daily, we know who to give God, you know, who to give the praise to. We know who to give the praise to, because without him, our number could have came up last night. It could have come up last night, but praise God, it didn't. Praise God, it didn't. And I'm grateful. I don't take any day for granted. I just don't take any day for granted. I know that it is his decision, his choice, which one of us will rise. You know. Which one of us will rise, and I thank him for allowing us to be here again today. I really do. I thank him for allowing that. Yes. So good morning to all of the rest of you. God bless you all. Again, it's another awesome day in the Lord, no matter what is going on in the world. The fact that we are here, that we are alive, that we are able to get on this radio broadcast, and talk to one another, even if we're filing a complaint in the heavenlies, it is still a blessing. It is still a blessing. So I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning to Tamika, my heart, my love. Good morning to you, precious. Good morning to Lester and Joyce Richardson, and to Prophetess Kim, and to Deacon Banks, and to Denise Medley. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to Anita Nelson. Good morning, precious heart. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Rob. God bless you, man of God. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to all of the members of New Vision for Life that come online and listen. Good morning to you. I don't know if I mentioned Prophetess Kim. If I didn't, good morning to you, precious heart. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. It's a good day to be above the ground. It's a good day. So good morning once again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, 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 and be glad in it. I also want to thank Minister Tabika for handling the show for me last week. I thank God for this woman of God. She is awesome. She is awesome. I did listen to the program. Thank each and every one of you that shared on the program. It was a blessing, and I know that you were blessed. I heard it. I heard the show. I know you were blessed with the information that Minister Tabika shared. And with you all sharing back with her, it made it all the more better. So God bless you all. God bless you. Minister Tabika, you want to say anything and then go ahead and pray, beloved?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much again for joining us this morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning it is. Not sure, you know, I know what state some of you all live in, but not each and every one of you, but wherever state mm-hmm. you live in. Here in Maryland, the sun is shining, and, you know, not just the physical sun, but the sun, the S-O-N. And so just the fact that I'm alive and I can look out the window and I can see all of God's beautiful creation. I'm rejoicing that he allowed us to see another day. So to God be the glory, because I think sometimes that we just take that so lightly, because it's like we're mm-hmm. so used to waking up every morning that it just becomes a routine and we forget to give God glory even in that. And so mm-hmm. I just thank God for every one of you. I thank God for every one of you and what he's doing in your life and how he's about to knock the socks off of each and every one of you. So again, good morning. Be blessed. Be thankful. Be happy. Be grateful. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because you are who you are. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, oh, Father. And we bless you, Lord, because you are doing things. You are doing things that we can't see. But, Father, we know that you are moving. We know, Father God, that you are changing things. We know, Lord God, that you are healing things. We know that you are healing people in situations, no matter how dark this world is at the moment, Lord God, that your light is still shining. And so to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trying to fight back tears, but to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for who you are, and we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we thank you because you keep us. We thank you because you lift us up. We thank you because you give us the strength to keep going when we want to stop, when we want to lay down, when we want to throw in the towel. You just continue to push us to keep us going. And, Father God, we just want to give you praise and thank you just for everything that you are doing. Even if our situations look tough, look rough, look like there's no hope, it looks like there's no end to a situation, Father, we cry out to you. We cry out to you, Lord God, for your peace. We cry out to you for your joy. We cry out to you for your love. We cry out to you for your understanding. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are the best Father. You are an awesome Father. And we give you praise, and we just thank you, Lord, because you make a way. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our provider. We thank you, Lord God, that even in the place that we are in now, as we look over the situations that plague the world even now, Lord God, we still see your movement. We still know that you are on the throne and that you are working things out. And no matter what people are saying about you, Father God, we choose to believe you. We choose to trust you. We choose not to doubt, because we are walking in our natural eyesight. We are walking in the things that we are looking at. And Lord God, we choose to walk in faith. We choose, Father God, to walk in faith. We choose to trust you. We choose not to trust the world and all that it has. But we choose to trust you, Father, because only you can keep us. Only you, Father God, can heal our broken hearts. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God, you are so wonderful. You're faithful. You're loyal. You're consistent. You're loving. You are our joy. You are our peace. You are our hope. And Father God, we just continue to give you praise, because we cannot do this without you. And many of times we've tried. We tried to do this without you. We tried to move before you. We tried to ignore you and tried to do things on our own, only to see that it didn't work out. And so, Father God, instead of continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. God, we decide to change our minds and listen to you and obey you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that all the goodness and all the grace and all the mercy is within you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just let your glory shine on Heart to Heart today as it does every week, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we rejoice. We give you praise. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We love you. But there is none like you, Father God. There is none like you, God. And so, Lord, we put that situation on the altar and we leave it there, Lord God. We put that situation at your feet and we leave it there, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you for filling us up even now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for depositing, Lord God, your strength, your joy, your love, your peace, your comfort, Lord God, that you're depositing even now, that someone is receiving from you even now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Father God, we just say thank you and we rejoice even if the situation is not what we think it should be. We rejoice anyway in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are our Father and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is so good. He is so, so good. He is so, so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Oh, Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is so good. He is so, so good. He is so good. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. All right, my love. All righty. Last week, I listened to the program and I heard where you were talking about hard times and trusting God during those hard times, trusting God during any time. And today we're going to talk about stepping into God's glory. And this is a series that was written by Minister Pastor Joseph Prince. And so we wanted to share this with you this morning. However, before we go into that, I wanted to speak to Tamika. I wanted to speak to you, darling, because I heard you. I heard your heart last week. And I just love it. Lord bless this woman of God. Just bless her, bless her, bless her. There were a couple of things that you said that you were so right on about that you didn't realize it, or I don't think you did. But when you talked about the fact that you are saying the things that Minister Tabika mentioned, you know, you're saying things, so it's more like you're saying affirmations, you're saying declarations or decrees, you're saying these things, but you don't feel them yet. And you said you don't know if it's just blind faith, you know, with your saying it. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. And I wanted to tell you, yes, it is totally blind faith. It is totally blind faith. And that's what you have to walk in. We cannot always move according to what or how we feel. Our feelings, praise be unto God, is not what's important. Is our belief system, like when we say, by his stripes I am healed, and your body is in constant pain, you are speaking in blind faith. You're speaking in blind faith. In other words, you are calling those things that are not as though they were. And the very things that you're saying, you may not feel it, you may not see it, but you're speaking what God is telling us to speak. You're speaking the word. You're standing on that word. And then the time will come where you'll see it manifest. And besides seeing it manifest, some of those things you'll actually feel it happening. I see you have your hand raised, darling. Good morning to you, sweetheart. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing better and better. I just wanted to make sure that if you had a question for me, I was in the queue. But thank you. Thank you so much for acknowledging and validating what I was saying.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You are an encouragement to all of us, you know, as you are sharing with us online. And we are experiencing, you know, part of your journey, part of your journey. We are experiencing that with you. And so it is a blessing. It is a blessing. So I thank you so much again for being transparent and for sharing. It means a lot to me and Tabika. It means a lot to us, as all of you that are on the line, you know, to share and whatever it is we're talking about. It is important that we are talking to one another, because this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is Blog Talk Radio. We're supposed to talk one to the other. So, and Tamika, you do that and you do it well. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged, darling. You already said that you're getting better and better. And I'm like, wow, God, that is so good. That is so good. So as we talk about stepping into God's glory today, let's take this and add this into your getting better. Amen?
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Okay. So let me see here. Okay. Did I hang up on my baby? I think I hung up on her. Oh, Tamika, call me back. Call back. I got so excited, I clicked the wrong button. Praise be unto God. Okay, so we're going to be talking about stepping into God's greater glory, stepping into his greater glory. And this is something that's vitally, vitally important. The article, again, like I said, was written by Joseph Prince. And in reading it, I'm saying, yes, Lord, this is something, of course, that all of us need to hear. But God wants you to step into a greater measure of his blessing and breakthrough. And that's something that you need to know. A lot of times, and I don't know whether I heard Tabika mention this last week or at another time, but a lot of times we settle for the little bit of what it is we get dealing with the kingdom of God. We settle for little. There's a lot that we leave on the table that God has prepared for us, and he's prepared a banqueting table in the presence of our enemy. And y'all know what a banqueting table looks like, and if you can't picture a banqueting table, picture an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you've got all of these goodies spread out for you to partake of. And you go to the bar, the buffet bar, you go there, and, excuse me, you take maybe 3 items out of 303 items. You take 3 items, and you leave the rest of it there. And God is saying, baby, I got so much more for you. Look at this over here. Look at this over here. What about this? Take this. Try this. It's free. It's all you can eat, and it's free to you. You don't have to pay for this. It's already been paid for. Take what you can of it. And so, like I said, we leave so much on the table. But this morning, I am here. We are here to tell you that God wants you to step into a greater measure of his blessings and a greater measure of his the breakthroughs that you need. And we're going to talk about how you can shine with God's greater glory upon your life and be a testimony of his grace, even while the world is uncertain. The world is uncertain about so many things. Oh, my gosh, the conversations that are going on with Roe versus Wade and gun laws because of all of the mass shootings that are going on, and war itself There's just so much uncertainty in the world today, but even in the midst of all of this, beloved, we still can bask in the glory of God. We still can do that. I am excited about what God is doing and what he wants to do in our lives. When I think of I wasn't going to say that, but it's what came to my mind when my mouth was open. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. When I think of what he's done, even, you know, with all of the mess that's going on, worldwide, personally, personal life issues, ministry-wide, no matter what it is, with all it, when I think of what Jesus did for me, I can't help but cry and call, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for saving my children and my grandchildren. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the ministry of New Vision for Life. Thank you for Heart to Heart and all of my family that's on here on Heart to Heart, because each one of you are our family members. We love you. We pray for you. We cover you. You know, yes, you're a part of our lives. And that's why I even said with Tamika, you know, we're on this journey with her, because it's the same group of people are here, even though more people are added every week. But the point is that core group, we are, without you realizing, an inner circle for you to pray for you and to cover you. And I thank God ever. God has so much more for you, for me, Tabika, for every single one of you that are on this line. He wants to share his glory to a greater extent, and he wants it to be upon us, upon our loved ones, and we, as dealing with his glory, we're going to experience more of his favor, his healing, his protection, him supplying what we need for anything that we have to go through. If we have bad habits that need to be broken, believe that they will be broken. Praise be unto God. And we're going to even step it up and say we can believe that it will be broken this year. Whatever those habits are that need to be broken, claim it and repeat after, God, I thank you for breaking this habit, whatever it is, and I thank you for doing it this year. I trust in you, Lord God, to do what it is that you said that you would do. And whatever it is that we're trusting him for, you don't have to ask him for just a little bit. Go for the whole pie. Go for the whole pie. And when I said that, I thought about my grandson Daniel that y'all know well now from the Daniel Project. I thought about him and Kurt Franklin, I believe it was, who did the song Silver and Gold, Silver and Gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Song was very popular. Oh, we were singing it in church, you know, singing it wherever, you know, silver and gold, silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Everybody was singing that. And my grandson, I forgot how young he was, he was singing the song too, except for he did a different variation to it. He changed it up some. And he couldn't have been no more than 4 or 5 years old, I don't think, at the time. But he started singing that song, and he was saying, silver and gold, silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus and silver and gold. I hope you know with your English grammar that you saw the difference. One is I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold, so you get one or the other. Baby Boy said, I'd rather have Jesus and silver and gold. I liked his version better. I like his version better. And, of course, you know, I understood, you know, the original version. But we would rather have Jesus than anything else in our lives. We should. We should rather have him than anything. And then as we are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of the other things that we want to have, those things are added on to us. Well, as we have Holy Spirit living in us, God has also given us the ability, the opportunity to walk and to bask and to rest in his glory, in his glory. And he's given us the opportunity that whatever it is we're asking for, whatever it is, we don't have to be afraid to ask large. We don't have to be afraid to do that. There was a song some children did that if you're going to dream, you might as well dream big. You know, dream big. Don't just ask him I'm trying to think of something small. I can't think of anything right now. But Tamika, jump in there and help me out with that. Don't just ask him for what, but ask for what. I can't even think of something.
Okay, okay. As a child, little kids, like the bikes or whatever, and maybe they want a little toy bike, but if they think bigger, they could ask for, you know, a bigger one where they can actually get on it and ride.
Right, yes. Amen, amen. You got it. You got it. That's right. Don't be afraid to ask. I'm telling you, don't be afraid to ask. God wants you to experience his favor. Remember that. Experience his favor, the healing, the protection. He wants you to bask in his presence. He wants to show you how much he loves you. He wants you to trust him. And so he wants to show off for you. Can you imagine that? God really wants to show off for you. So he will give you something to brag about. You can tell everybody about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you. Baby girl, you can go ahead from there, please.
Amen, amen. So, you know, just thinking about how good God is and just me saying that I just felt his presence. I don't know why. It's like I'm still trying to hold back tears for some reason. I don't know what that is. I guess maybe God is working on my heart or something at the moment. So God, have your way, whatever it is that you're doing. But you know, God is good in everything. In everything, the tragedies that we may face, the opposition from others, the things that are going on in some of our families right now, or things that are happening at work. God is good in all of that. And so he wants us to experience more of his favor, his healing, his protection. And then, you know, he wants to give us everything that we need, and in some cases, things that we desire, as long as, you know, he agrees with it and it fits into what he wants for your life. And so when we think about how good God is, sometimes we put limits on it because we want it to happen the way that we want it to happen. And so just like Apostle said, sometimes we leave stuff on the table. I want everything that God has for me. Like, I don't want to leave anything on the table. I want to do what he has called me to do. I want to be who he's called me to be. Because it's fulfilling, which he had for my life before I was even born. So to turn my back on that, you know, I don't want to, I don't want to upset God. I don't want to just let what he has for me just fall to the ground or not be done. And so when we think about, you know, his glory, when we think about the greater glory, you know, upon us, upon our families, we have to believe big. I think that sometimes we see our situation and we get so caught up in the situation that the situation becomes bigger than, you know, what God has for us, because we just get overwhelmed and we start drowning in that thing.
And so when we talk about the greater glory upon our families, there may be situations within our families that are really hard at the moment. And we're trying to figure out, like, Lord, how is this going to work out? How is this going to be fixed? Like, what is it that I need to do to fix it? And again, especially when it comes to our children, you know, talking about that last week, learning how to let our grown kids, letting go, taking that reign that we have over them, as you know, as they're growing up, we're supposed to protect them and take care of them and show them the way and raise them up in the Word of God, you know, all of those things. And then when they get to that point where now that they're grown, you know, just trying to release them and allowing God to do what He needs to do can be hard at times, because we want to always know that our children are good and we don't want our children to suffer. We don't want them to be upset. But we have to trust God and release them. And so on this this article by Joseph Prince, he shares a testimony from a parent. This parent, it says that her name is Laura and she lives in Maryland. And it talks about how she endured much heartache over her wayward child for years. She had spent thousands of dollars on lawyers, bail, doctors, therapists, counselors, and rehabilitation programs to get her 23-year-old son off of drugs, but it was without success. So you can only imagine how her heart was hurting and suffering over seeing her child go through this. And she wanted it to be. And after watching his daily television broadcast and listening to one of his messages, she began praying, believing, and applying the principles of God's restoration in her life. And that's the key. We have to apply God's word. We have to apply mm-hmm. the promises of God on, you know, in our lives. And she began to listen to the message over and over. And, you know, whenever she felt frustrated or whenever she felt discouraged by her son's behavior and his lifestyle, she would, you know, remember what she heard in the sermon. And she just would begin to say them to herself. But she refused to give up on her son, just like God refuses to give up on us. But she believed that God's greater glory would indeed manifest in her son's life. And then what happened? Her son began to change before her eyes. And her son has been restored. You know, as she said, her son has been restored beyond her wildest dreams. He is now loving Jesus, reading the Bible, clean, sober, healthy, happy, and making plans to go back to school. And so look at how God works. Look how people are healed from somebody else's prayer. Because the son wasn't, you know, he wasn't praying on his own. He wasn't, God was not on his mind. That addiction and those drugs were on his mind. But because of his mother's prayer, because of his mother's dedication and to seeing her son be made healed and delivered from, you know, that spirit of addiction, God heard her prayers. He heard her. He saw her pain. He didn't ignore her. And then, you know, before her eyes, he just began to change. And so don't give up hope, because what you see in the natural isn't, you know, it looks to you like it's not working. But it is. It is, and it will. It will work if we stay diligent, if we stay consistent, if we stay in God's faith, if we stay in his word, and we just, you know, believe that a change is going to happen, it will happen, just like in this lady's testimony. And so looking at Isaiah 60 and 1 through 2, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you. Glory will be seen upon you." And so this right here, this scripture, applying this to our lives when situations happen, you know, and it looks dark. It looks very dark, and it looks like it's just going to consume you. Reading these scriptures and meditating on these scriptures remind us that, yes, that darkness may come. It may cover the earth. It may cover you. It may cover your family. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So in that, we don't have to worry about those things that try to rise and consume us, because God's word is greater. And we have his word that we can, meditate on. We can study. We can just continue to say it over and over and over again when things come upon us. Just continue to say it over to remind us. We don't have to remind God. It's reminding us of God's promises, God's faithfulness, how he will change the situation. So we give God the glory in that. Apostle, you want to go ahead?
Amen. Yes, darling. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And as we continue to look at this, you know, it is hard sometimes to believe for what it is you can't see. And that's why the world says seeing is believing. And that's what the world says. But as men and women of God, as Christians, believing is our seeing. We believe first before we see. We accepted Christ as our Savior with blind faith. We didn't see him, but we believe that he is the Son of God. We believe that he is the second portion of the triune or the Trinity, whichever one you want to call it, the three in one being one God. We believe that. And so therefore we're walking in the faith of that. And the same thing with what God wants to do with us as he is helping us through the dark times, the hard times, that no matter what is going on, that God has promised us in the darkest situations that he will heal us, he will deliver us, and we have to hold on to that. In the Bible, in Exodus chapter 12, the angel of death had struck all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of all of their livestock. It was a night of great despair and extremely a hard time for the people in the land. However, the children of Israel were untouched by the plague because the Lord had protected them through the blood of the Lamb that he commanded them to prepare. So they were not touched by it. He told them to put the blood over your doorpost or on your doorpost of your home, and that death spirit will pass over and will not touch your children. So the firstborn of the Israelites were protected from the angel of death, and the very next morning, the Israelites, not one of them were sick, and they left for Egypt with silver and gold. There's that silver and gold, y'all. They left from Egypt with silver and gold, and God turned their situation around and even made sure they had ample health and provision for their journey to the promised land. This is the type of glory that we're talking about walking in a time of deep darkness. This is the type of glory we're talking about. There are so many testimonies, and many of you have great testimonies of things that were, you know, situations in your life that was very dark, very dreary, and you prayed and you believed, and God came through for you. And there was times when you were in that dark situation that you prayed, you believed, you didn't see anything happening, yet you stood your ground. You stood your ground. You stood on the word of God. You refused to let go of it. And I'm not saying you didn't bend, because a lot of times, baby, we get weary in this walk. We get weary while we're holding on and believing God for something. We want to help God, and a lot of times we stick our own hands in it, and we mess stuff up and got to go back to the drawing board again and do this thing all over again. Thank God besides his glory that we're talking about. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, because I cannot tell you how many times that I've said, I'm going to do thus and so, and that's it, and I'm not changing my mind, and I'm sticking to this, and that's it, and so forth and so on. And lo and behold, something will happen, and I will go right against what I just said I was not going to do. Thank goodness and mercy. Thank goodness for his grace and mercy. I tell you, don't know what I would do without it. And then again, here we are, stepping into his glory. God is able to do exactly what he said he would do. He's affectionately watching over us, lovingly, not begrudgingly. He lovingly is watching over us. And what he did for the Israelites by letting that spirit of death go over them, pass them by, and bring them to the promised land, beloved, you can walk in that same promise today. You and I, he will do it for us today. We do not have to fear the darkness of the plagues and the disease and all of the stuff that's going on in the land. We do not have to fear it. We don't have to fear the rumors of wars and the terrorist attacks and job losses and the cost of living. The gas is going up, you know, and now it's coming back down. And just to get you comfortable that it's coming down, but it's going to go back up. We don't have to walk in those fears because God is our provider. Everything that we need, God is going to provide it for us. He promised us he will, and he will do it one way or the other. Let me take a quick break here to say, beloved, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And if you would like to jump in and say a word, share something, a thought on what we're talking about, please press 1 on your keypad and share that thought with us. If it's a testimony, if it's a thought on what we've said, if it's a question that you have, let's talk. That's what we're here for on this beautiful Sabbath day. That is why we are here with you today. Praise be unto God. So again, please know that you are covered by your Father. He is covering you. You have a Heavenly Father who loves you deeply. He cares for you completely. He watches over you daily. And, you know, can you believe that you yourself are the apple of his eye? You are the apple of his eye. Y'all remember King David? You know, David was the apple of his eye. David was a murderer. David was an adulterer. David did a lot of things that he should not have done. But yet he had won God's heart. He's the one who wrote the majority of Psalms. He is the one that wrote the majority of Psalms. He was a man that did show honor to King Saul. Was it Saul? Yes. He showed honor unto him when Saul was trying to kill him and so forth. And David could have snuffed that man's life out at any given time, but he honored the man that was trying to kill him. David won God's heart. He won God's heart. Thanks to God, because of the love that God has for us, we have also won his heart. We have won his heart. And like I said, he is affectionately providing for you, watching over you, watching over your children. That's why I loved it when I heard Tamika encouraging Tabika, you know, keep on doing what you're doing with your adult child. Let him make those decisions and so forth. You watch and pray. Praise be unto God. You watch and pray. And so we thank God for that. Then we look at how is it that we can shine. Tabika read the scripture about arise and shine. And so how can we shine during this time? And one of the evidence of God's glory is his goodness and his grace. And knowing that that comes from Jesus, knowing that that comes from our Lord and Savior, it is a gift that you cannot purchase, but he purchased it with his blood. And Jesus told the Father just before his crucifixion, and the glory which you gave me, I give them, that they may be one just as we are one. That's John 17 and 22. Let me read that to you again. And the glory which you gave them, no, which you gave me, I give them. I have given them that they may be one just as we are one. God gave glory to his son Jesus. Jesus has given glory to us. Okay, thank you. Praise be unto God. Let me get this caller. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being patient, beloved. Your last four digits are 8123. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Apostle and Minister Tabika. It is such a joy to be on Heart to Heart this morning. I missed last week because I thought it was at 10 o'clock, but I certainly didn't miss it this week. So I thank God that I was able to join you this morning. I just want to say that stepping into the glory of God just gives me joy, even when I feel like everything is going in the opposite direction or not in the direction that I wanted to go in. I have to be mindful that perhaps God is saying to me, you need to be still and listen to what I have for you. It is not always about what you want and what you need, but if you are in prayer, I can change those situations no matter how badly they look. So I thank God for the glory and power of God, and I thank God for his grace and mercy. Minister Tabika said something about bad habits, and I think you got my message where I said I was reflecting on bad habits and how to break some of those bad habits. And that's not just for me, but it's for my family, my children, my grandchildren, all of those that are connected to me. And the power of prayer, I just want to say, does change things. And when we are constantly connecting to God, it's then when we can see his glory.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. And I thank you for that. I thank you so much for sharing that. But being connected to God, staying connected of God, then you'll see his glory. You will see his glory. And speaking about the glory that Jesus had given, has given over to us, and speaking about that, excuse me. Speaking about that glory that he has given us, understand that in that we don't deserve the glory. We don't merit the glory. We don't, what is the word, deserve it. There's nothing that we could do that says that Jesus should have done something like that for us. But he just gave it to us through his grace. He just gave it. And listen, beloved, in spite of our failures, our mistakes, the sin we commit, whatever the case may be, the glory is ours because Jesus bore the shame and the punishment for all of our sins at the cross. He bore that. And because of his sacrifice, the glory that Jesus is now of Jesus that Jesus has is now yours, is ours. Splendor, the majesty, the brightness, all of this is upon our lives because of the shed blood of Jesus. God's glory that man forfeited because of sin has been restored through Jesus Christ. It has been restored. And how could you not say thank you, Jesus? How could you not? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have done. This is why, thank you, Holy Spirit, this is why Satan desires to keep us ignorant. And this is why it's so important to read the word. If he could keep you ignorant, the word says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. A lot of people ask God to come into their heart. They accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then they will tell you because they told a lie, because they did this, that, and the other, that they are not saved. Beloved, saved, you're saved, you're saved. Hear me, you are saved. When you as a human came forth from your mother's womb, you were born. First birthday, you were born. You came forth from your mother's womb. When you told a lie, mama could not put you back up in her womb and unborn you. He couldn't do that. Still were her child, son or daughter, you were still her child. When we became saved, born again, we were born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. And when we mess up, we can't be unborn. We can't be unborn. We are still children of God. We are still His. Now, there will be those who say that they are saved. And when the time comes, we will find out who is saved and who isn't. Because not all who say, I'm saved, is saved. Not all that say it. So don't get confused and think that just because everybody says the salvation prayer, that everybody is saved. God is the one who judges the heart. He's the one who knows who really meant what they said when they made that confession unto man. He knows. Don't be like the Pharisees, I believe it was, when God said, you know, when they were telling Jesus, well, didn't we cast out demons in your name, and didn't we lay hands on the sick, and they recovered, and didn't we? And yes, you did. But in your doing all of that, Jesus said, depart from me. I don't know you. I never knew you. Depart from me. So we're not the ones who can judge whether somebody is saved or not. God will do that judging. But we definitely can help to lead others to him that they might be saved. And in the midst of that, in the midst of that, beloved, in the midst of it, God's glory is there as well to help us. The Holy Spirit is with us to help us. He's our helper. He's our keeper. He is the one that will lead us and that will guide us. He will do that. God wants to bless us with his glory. His blessings are being manifested in our lives. There will be things that will happen, and you'll say, how did that even happen? I don't understand how and why it came about. It came about because you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and his glory is upon you. And with his glory being upon you, people are going to bless you. Things are going to come your way. People are going to be attracted to you. All kinds of good things are going to happen in the midst of darkness. All kinds of things. The favor of God, the presence of God, the power of God is going to be in your life, and it will be undeniable. People will look at you, and they will see God's wisdom. They will see God's peace. They will see that you are a sound mind while others are being confused and fearful, and you can't give anybody else the glory for this but God. But God, saints, I'm asking you that today, expect his glory to turn your situation around. Expect it. Beloved, all this glory is possible only because of what Jesus has done for us. And when we know how Jesus' sacrifice has restored God's glory to us, we can look forward to experiencing God's greater glory in this year. But I'm telling you, I don't know what you expected from January to June. I don't know what you expect. But from July to December, expect greater. Expect greater glory. Expect greater manifestations. Expect greater peace. Expect the greater encounters of the presence of God. Expect it. Expect it. Tabika, expect it. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. We have a caller that wishes to speak. Darling, your number, 1-816. How are you today, precious?
Good morning. How are you both doing?
Fine, thank you, sweetheart. Fine, thank you.
Good. One of the scriptures that came to me while you all were talking, and I just wanted to share, was Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And I thought about that scripture with the things like you're talking about trials and hard times, difficulties last week. But these things that we go through, when we compare it to the life of Jesus and what he went through, the sufferings of this present time, the crucifixion of his flesh, which is what is happening to us when we go through trials and tribulations, is our flesh is being crucified. But on the other side of the flesh being crucified with Jesus, we know that he got victory for us over death, hell, and the grave, and he resurrected. So when we talk about that, I just think about, you know, the things we go through, they're working for our good. They are causing our flesh to be crucified because God is getting the glory out of us. We are being refined. We're being purified. Even though it doesn't feel good, it's working for our good. And he gets the glory out of our life, out of the situation. It draws us closer to him because he puts us in things where only God can get us out of it, get us through it. And so it's all working together for his glory, and people will see his glory in us as we continue to walk this thing and go through what we go through, because it's all for his glory. And if we just keep that in the back of our mind, because it doesn't always feel good, but God, this is for your glory. God, there's a greater thing coming out of this for me. God, on the other side of this, you know, there's a testimony, there's glory, there's this, there's that. So I just, you know, that scripture dropped in my spirit, and I just wanted to share that these things are truly working for the glory that will be revealed in us. We are on the refiner's fire, and we're being refined. We're in the fire. The only way you can be refined and purified is in the fire. The fire comes through the trials and tribulations that we go through.
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that little nugget, and that's my 2 cents for the day.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you so much. Yes. Amen. 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 And I want to share something that Pastor Campbell Brinkley sent me, and she mentioned it briefly when she was speaking, but I want to share this with you. She said her reflections was on breaking bad habits. And Tabika mentioned, you know, bad habits. Prince mentioned it, Pastor Prince mentioned it as well, you know, like with the young man with the drug addiction. But here's what she sent me. Every day is a new day. We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. The entire concept of Christianity is new life. The possibility that we can undergo a profound change for the better. In fact, we cannot find God and eternal life unless we undergo such a change so astonishing that it could only be compared to dying and being reborn completely new. Excuse me. Completely new. People talk about how hard it is to change old habits, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm here to tell you it's nonsense. People can and do change. The most ingrained habits, the most difficult addictions, cannot stand up to God if you enlist his help. So if there is something that you want to change, here is a basic plan in 3 easy steps. First, decide to do it. Second, pray about it. And third, start. 1, make your decision absolute. Push that decision to 100%. Deciding 99% to change a bad habit or a way of thinking is tantamount to saying, maybe I will and maybe I won't. You have to jump out of the airplane before your parachute will open. The second part is pray. Pray every day. That will work miracles. God isn't going to help unless you ask him. If you can just be persistent in your prayer, you will create a tailwind that pushes you towards your goal. The third one is you don't have to live today like you did yesterday. Once you have been born again in Christ, the chains of your slavery to sin are broken. Let me say that again. once you have been born again in Christ, the chains of your slavery to sin are broken. Most of us have something that we have been meaning to work on, and this is our wake-up call to get started. Praise be unto God. Thank you for sharing that piece with me, Pastor Brinkley. Thank you for sharing that to you, beloved. Those were three steps on how to break those bad habits, and in doing so, you truly will experience the glory of God. You will step into his glory. Remember that you are protected. Remember that you are healed. Remember that you are favored. Provision is provided for you. Remember, you have a lot of good to come out of being in the glory of God and the fact that Jesus said, I give this glory to you. Walk in it. Be successful. Fear not, for God is with us. Fear not. He did not give us a spirit of fear. So in the name of Jesus, we bind up a spirit of fear that would cause us not to go forth in you. We bind that up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. God, we walk in your favor. We walk in your love. We walk in your trust. We walk in your peace. We walk in knowing that we do not walk this road alone. We thank you, for there were times, Lord God, where you carried us through, and we didn't even have to walk through. Father, thank you for what you have done for us. We glorify your holy name, and we thank you for the glory that you have given to us. May each one of us on this line and our family members from this day forward step into God's greater glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks to God, we'll do part two of this on next Saturday. We will do part two. So come back and bring somebody with you. Share the good news. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care. God bless. Minister Tabika, God bless you, my love, and all of you. Thank you, darling. All of you, be blessed. Have a happy Sabbath day.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Mm-hmm.